The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, you thought we weren't coming back.
Wow.
Well, guess what? We're back again.
Episode 104. Why do our listeners hate us so much, Miles? Why are they always saying we can't do it? How we'd never make it to episode 104?
It's not even that. The listeners actually do love us. I think I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe one of my haters from high school. And I use this show to stunt on them. But that's beside the point. We're
that
in the
guy walked
stretch.
Out of anger management.
Hey, whoa, easy. That's more from a different podcast. Right. We're in the home stretch of the season, and teams are trying to get healthy for the postseason push. And we're joined by one of our very favorite comedians, Blake Wexler, on today's episode. Mm-hmm. I am Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack got mad
boosties.
Yeah. Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Oh, man. We got Blake Wexler in the building.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a critically acclaimed hour special on YouTube, Daddy Long Legs. You're in Gowanus, Brooklyn, March 15th. Well, then pull up to Strong Rope Brewery. You're in Cincinnati, Ohio, April 18th to 21. Check him out. Look at his website. He's going to be there. He'll be Tennessee, Pittsburgh, May. This guy's all over the place. But right now, he's on this basketball podcast, one of the most popular basketball podcasts on earth. Blake Wexler. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yep. No, it's very nice to be here. I'm in.
That's his mad boosties.
It is mad boosties.
He's just jumping up. Remember when Nike Shox first came out and the commercial was ba oing boing?
Yeah.
Or was that the only one who's completely poisoned by that kind of marketing?
Vince Carter's signature shoe, was it not?
Yeah,
the Shox for a little while.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which, can you find a better front man for that technology?
No, than the guy who probably could have jumped out of an NBA arena.
I was just watching Carolina highlights. I think someone like those went viral recently. And like, I've never seen anyone do what he did in college. Like, it was just absolute NBA highlight reel, like dunk contest dunks in NCAA, like his freshman year, just full grown, some of the best dunks I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And he played until he was like 40 for no reason. He didn't need to do that. He really did it.
Everyone's talking about how his career went into four different decades. Yes. The '90s, the aughts, the tens, and the '20s.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Four different dimensions. Wow. Yeah. It just four became like dimension. A 3G guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we're here to talk about the current state of the NBA and the current state of a team that the two of you both Have actually kept the same energy for throughout the entire season. When times were going, when times first started out, I said, oh, how you guys feeling this year? Eh, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll doing see. Doing hot. Yeah. Nice try. First of all, I feel ambushed, hot. Miles. I didn't know we were going to be talking about the 76ers.
So do I.
Nah, you did, because we had a whole debate before we started recording about it. We're like, why do we got to do this?
I feel ambushed anyways, nonetheless, anytime the subject matter comes up.
I like the idea of a guy who just doesn't listen and then gets offended when people bring up things because he just wasn't paying attention. He's like, you can't treat me like this, not on my own goddamn.
This is unacceptable. We talk about this.
How dare you?
What did I say?
You literally signed off on the outline for this episode.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't remember
you
that.
Did some. It's a bait and switch.
I don't see my signature anywhere on this doc. It is a real... I think this is a win for us, Blake, because when you came on and the Sixers had just won like 11 in a row, or were like 11-1 over the last... I'm not a math genius. I don't know how many games that was. But we had the energy of a team of a 500 team that was scraping by and like might make the playoffs, because we knew what was coming. We recognized this team has a gravitational equilibrium that is second round at best, second round or bust, and second round at best. And that's where everything is headed eventually. So, you know, the fact that we're now seventh in the Eastern Conference. Just scored 79 points.
Yeah.
we spent part of our run up to this episode looking up if that was the fewest points any team had scored.
Yeah, and it was 2016.
We had also scored 79. Also earlier in the season. But yeah, it's not going great at the moment. Because I think so, you know, I've got basketball in my blood. I've got some crazy ideas. And I've been in the lab, and I think the thing that's gone wrong is that it's that Embiid got hurt.
Okay.
And I mean, it's a theory. Like, I noticed that, so they're 10-21 without him this season. Much better with him this season. And if you'll remember, he was the MVP last season.
Right.
Which stands for most valuable player. So stands to reason he is good for the team. So that's just kind of a crackpot theory, but that's where I'm coming from.
What does that make him a favorite for MVP this season? Because how vital he
mathematically
is
mathematically ineligible.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Was he having a good year before he got hurt? Was it like anywhere
Blake,
close
I
to last?
I don't remember.
Oh. I can't remember either. I can't recall.
The collective amnesia setting.
How was he playing?
I think he had just scored 70. Is that right? That seems like it's impossible because the whole team just scored 79. So it seems impossible that he on his own would have scored 70. Just a handful of games before he got injured.
Those are Devin Booker numbers. You know, and there's no way that Joel Embiid.
He was averaging 35, 11, and 6, it turns out, before he got injured a lifetime ago, you know?
Unbelievable. I'm back in on the Sixers. I think we're good now. And what it took was the Kyle Lowry signing for me to get back in, because the amount of Villanova players in the NBA currently is on the Knicks alone, where it's Brunson, Hart, DiVincenzo, and they were playing Lowry the other night. Sadiq Bey just got injured for the whole year, unfortunately. Miles Bridges. Wait. Is it Miles Bridges?
No.
Which one is that? Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Villanova. I am shocked by, as a team that generally has not been they would put out role players into the NBA, which I guess is kind of what we have now. Brunson, who knew that he would become what he is, but I guess his father did. But yeah, it's very exciting for me. So put a little Villanova blood into the Sixers, and I'm back in.
Oh, I love the sound of Blake's voice saying Villanova.
Villanova.
Go to Uncle Oogie's, get some hoogies, and hang out with my boy from Villanova. It is truly, and I was saying before, like the season the Sixers are having is a true testament to the fact that Joel Embiid was the MVP last season. And that's all we went into this season looking for, right? Is just to have validation on that argument from last season. And I think we have it now. The fact that they were, you know, up there with the best teams in the league with him. And since he's been injured, they are 10-21. We were trying to figure out if there's another player in the league that would have, like, an injury would have torpedoed their team that drastically. Right. Brunson was thrown out. Luka, I think, is the other answer.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. But his team is not that great to begin with. So
that's true.
You know,
they're not working with a big margin.
Right. And, yeah. And then I think Brunson is actually the other. Like, I really think without Brunson, the Knicks kind of become pretty gets real tough for them to score.
Well, we'll see what happens with the Nets and Ben Simmons, because there's not enough data out there yet.
Come on.
There's not enough data. There's not enough data or any. We don't know. I'm saying we don't know. And
we
neither
know how
enough
to pronounce that word, data or data. And we don't know the answer on who was the better player to go with in that situation. What should it have been? Embiid? Should it have been Ben Simmons? Sixers fans are still trying to figure it out.
And again, yeah, the answer also Ben Simmons' nickname. So yeah, it is. It's a very fascinating situation that we'll have more on later in this episode.
It's I feel like so many fans are angry at Tobias Harris too. Is that fair to him? Or
no.
Is it just that he's become the lightning rod for the collective frustration? Because like I see so many takes that are just like, is this guy point shaven or something? You're like, relax. I mean, I know he scored 2 points in that last game, but it feels like, and this happens, I'm guilty of this too as a Lakers fan. Sometimes it's easier to just rest everything on one person than to kind of take a step back and see everything.
No. Well,
who would have known that when we signed Tobias Harris to a $180 million contract, that he would just continue playing like Tobias Harris has always played? Like, this is not... this is not random. This is, and he's having a rough stretch. So he has been playing worse than he ever has, but this is the kind of player that he is. And he's a great guy. That's the worst part about it. The guy's an absolute sweetheart. So whenever you get angry at him, then you get upset with yourself, you know, and he owns a cookie. He owns a chain of cookie stores, warm cookies. Like, that's so
Crumble,
sweet.
Yeah.
And he's being blamed, but it's not to Jack's point. It's because Embiid's not there. You shouldn't be rest. And I think this is his contract expires after this season, right?
I
believe finally, God willing, that happens. And it's again, it's not his fault. He was offered the money. You take the money. But he just shouldn't have been given that contract.
Yeah. All right. The Sixers have 7 games in April, including games against the Thunder, Heat, Spurs, and Magic. So I don't know. They currently sit at 7th. They've got a ways to go. They would need to like go 10 games backward to fall out of the playing game. Embiid should be coming back in April. There is if
but
they get
should
this,
he?
That's the question.
right.
Like, we're in this position right now because he came back too quickly from an injury. And then got injured worse. Nobody wants to see that. He also has a tendency to, like, get hurt in the playoffs. I don't know. A lot of freak injuries, like, around the end of the season. But I don't love the idea of him coming back. However, if he is going to come back, if the Sixers get a 7 seed and are going against the Bucks, there just feels like there's something, I don't know.
Yeah. That will
Sixers would be.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be good for the NBA. That would be a first round series if Embiid's playing that people would tune him for.
It would be Doc Rivers essentially playing himself.
Right.
In the first round. So, so what happens? Can it just not count? Do they just not play the games? No, we're going to skip it. And
yeah.
by the way, I would like you, for the listeners who I would like to speak to directly right now.
Okay.
I would like you to, whenever you hear a Sixers fan speak about the Sixers, try to count if there's ever an instance where they don't trail off at the end of their sentence when they're talking about the Sixers. It does generally end in a trail off and a lack of confidence.
Sorry, I found myself going towards being like, I think we might have more of a chance than people would think in that series against the Bucks. And then mm-hmm. I my brain short-circuited because that was like confidence. And I don't feel good about that. Also, the mm-hmm. Bad Boosties curse is real. We talked about the Celtics last week and how they're like a historically great team, and they immediately like had a collapse against the Cavs in a... like as we were recording, essentially the game was starting. So I don't want to say anything good about any team other than the Celtics at this point. But mm-hmm.
The Celtics are very great.
Yeah,
and it's really their title to lose.
I truly think that's
really
true,
seeding
though.
It now. Yeah,
I do.
Mm-hmm. Looking at it, it does feel like that, despite that blip and the resurgence of the new D Wade. Of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Like, are they even going to, like, the question I have for the NBA, do you even have the playoffs at this point? You know?
Thank you.
Like, what? Like, why not just give it to the Celtics?
Let's just, just put number 18 up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Like, people could get hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Playing against a team as good as the Celtics, people could get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why do you really want to risk that? Just let them have the Eastern Conference. Maybe we let the Western Conference kind of play it out and see who the best is over there. And then they get to play the Celtics, but maybe only for like a game or two. Because otherwise, again, people could get hurt and it's a foregone conclusion. So
I know you both exercise a healthy dose of skepticism when it comes to the 76ers, but does Tyrese Maxey at least give you something to feel good about? Can we feel good there? About him just,
and if you're
just
into
now
that
looking
sort
like the
of
favorite.
Thing. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, if you're into course. Pure joy on
if
a basketball
court. If you're into like somebody
court.
Who mm-hmm. is just, like he is pure joy. Like he experiences pure joy. His game is pure joy. Like just pure energy. We're so lucky to have Maxey on our team.
Okay, well, I was just trying to make sure you guys saw everything, you know. I want you to look at the totality of it.
I'm only fatalistic when I'm talking about the fate of the season. Well, mm-hmm, when it comes to the individual players, I'm very happy, proud of my guys, and Maxey in particular. You know, seeing him come up from just a young fella to be one of the most exciting players in the league. Unbelievable.
I see him as something different. I don't see him as associated with the Sixers at all. Like, I picture him having his own locker room. He practices in a different facility. You know, he wears like a Rising Stars jersey.
Yeah.
Courtney's not even wearing
it's a Sixers colored.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Just to show he's being employed, but he's not a part of the team for his sake. Like, if I saw him in public, I would just apologize to him. I'd say, I'm so sorry. Thank you. And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I love you.
I'm
have
so sorry. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. I would love to see their season go in the direction of seventh seed going against the Bucks, just because I think they would. Well, first of all, because I don't want to see them go against the Knicks or the Cavs, or mm-hmm. I think they, or of course the Celtics. I think the Bucks would at least be interesting. They would have like a puncher's chance if Embiid is playing and playing well.
Right.
But yeah, they might get swept too, but at least it would be interesting.
I don't think anyone wants to see this Knicks team in the first round though. They're looking, they're doing something. So that 79 points that the 76ers scored, that was the first time the Knicks have held their opponent under 80 points in three consecutive games since the 2000-2001 season. They're doing something. Yeah.
That's impossible. Like that, the fact that they did that, I didn't realize that. That's unbelievable.
Well, it's funny because the second game was you guys won, but it was 79-73, which is even interesting too. That's a loss and they held it to 70. Because then I wonder if that 73 is maybe the lowest.
If you're just like, I could hold a team under 80 by just like not scoring at all. So they don't feel like they need to score.
Come on, man. What are you going to score another one?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Sorry, we're just really trying to do this under 80 thing for
posterity. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Josh Hart's looking good. And OG Anunoby is looking really good. He's like plus 282 or something. It's like the highest for any player for like first 10 games on a new team.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's... Don't get too down on yourselves, guys. It's one of the great trades in recent history.
It feels like that just perfectly where like everyone's like, oh, that would be a really nice trade. Like I don't think the teams get along well enough for it to happen. And then it happened, and it was like all the things that people thought would be good about it came true.
Right.
Should we take a break? Let's take a break. And take a look around.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, you want to throw around? Hey Blake, why don't you throw us to a break?
You're listening to Mad Boosties on the iHeartRadio Network, an official NBA podcast. I'm Jack O'Brien, or am I Miles Gray? We'll be right back.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we are back, everybody. We're going to go around the league, brought to you by Hershey's Chocolate. Hershey's Chocolate, don't warm it up too much. It becomes a whole different thing. Miles, what do we got?
Mess. Let's check in
with my crosstown rivals, my beloved Los Angeles Clippers, merely for the fact they blew a 22-point lead versus the Wolves. Following Kawhi's due to thoracic spasms. Yeah, that's the one thing. The jokes and rivalry aside, like I don't want Kawhi to be perpetually injured.
Yeah,
no. It is more exciting to see him healthy and to be able to him not have to deal with
things for him and his thorax.
Yeah, exactly. Thoracic spine.
His Cretaceous spine. Spasms that he's had.
He had some thoracic difficulties. You know,
when you have to leave like the arena out of discomfort, where are you going? Like, is that just straight to like some kind of medical facility?
Right. Are thoracic spasms just the hiccups? Probably not, but those are spasms that are happening in your. What is the thorax?
Thoracic spine
that I could have looked up before. Anyways, the Clippers. Yeah, that's what I think of as a butt.
Mm-hmm. But your thoracic spine is the middle part of your spine, part of your back.
Yeah, you don't want that. Back.
It's then it's like the most consequential part of your spizine. So yeah, that's a bit of a bummer.
But the Clippers are hitting a little bumpy water.
Yeah,
is a thing nobody's said before.
Bumpy water. Yeah. As Captain Ahab said. Yeah.
5-5 over the last 10, now 3-3 on the season without Kawhi. Just 7-8 over the last 15 after that 2-month hot streak. This game happened. They had this collapse against the Wolves playing without Cat. He's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks.
Yeah. The other thing, is Anthony Edwards is just, I forget that he's 22 years old.
That's crazy.
He's 22 and he's doing some wild stuff. Also,
that block.
Even before that, like after our like when that Clippers game in the post game, they're like, wow, amazing third quarter. Like, what was going on? He said, yeah, just a couple of mismatches.
Yeah. What'd you see out there? Like,
so
casual. Oh, I just saw a lot of mismatches.
This dude is ruthless. The whole floor. Yeah.
every single player on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I think. Top five moments of the year so far was him missing a free throw that would have put them up 3, I think, against the Pacers. Pacers raced the ball up the court. And then he has one of the most absurd game-winning blocks of all time, like hits his head on the backboard as he's just blocking a shot, falls dramatically, but completely saves the game. One of the coolest things.
Yeah, it was like one of those moments where you can actually jump so high that you could hurt yourself from how high you jumped. You know
now,
what I mean?
Like, also do that, but that's because I lack the coordination to land even if I jump like 3 inches into the air.
You forget the landing part. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again. He likes to point his toes straight down perpendicular to the ground for the landing. You're like, that's going to mess up something.
Yeah.
But here's the play. The free throw has just been missed, and he's about to save the day.
Edwards can't hit the second. Pacers have a chance. Up ahead, Nesmith.
It truly flies through the air. The ball is advanced up ahead, and he is 12 feet behind the ball. Like, he's nowhere near where he needs to be to contest this, and then just closes on it in a split second and just flies through the air.
Because he could have hit his head on the rim, on the backboard, on his man who's also playing defense.
Yeah.
And then to your point, now he has to fall 8 feet to the floor.
Yeah. Because the guy who puts up the free throw, or the guy who puts up the layup, falls directly under him, knocks his legs out from under him. He falls and just is able
completely
to do
horizontal.
It.
Yeah.
Because he's a football player.
And like on his shoulder too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the times, like, oh boy, that could be a terrible, terrible shoulder injury. Yeah,
if you saw someone jump that high in any other situation, you would be like, what was that? That person has superpowers. Or like, if you saw that in a football game, if someone went up for a catch in an NFL football game and jumped that high, you would be like, wait, no, that can't. That's impossible. Like, So is that DK Metcalf, the video where the guy jumps into the air and everyone's like, that has to be like special effects. There's no way that's true. Like, that's how high he's jumping. It's one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
Or even, like, picture you're at a grocery store and something's up really high. Like, they didn't restock the shelf, so you have to go all the way up top to get, the extra stuff.
No, it's not even
someone just leaps.
Yeah. It's not even a grocery store. It would be, like, Costco.
Yeah, a warehouse.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It would have to be a warehouse grocery store, and it's like, okay, let me see if I can get Greg to bring the forklift around, and he's like, nah, I got this.
No need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except,
no, Greg can stay where he is.
That landing alone would be like, I don't want my child playing basketball if they're going to jump that high and maybe hurt themselves.
I mean, the landing also suggests, like, he could do this whenever he wants, but he recognizes, like, the landing would be tricky, right? Like, it's just, there are leaps that, like, there are things that these guys can do that we're not aware of because they would be, like, ill-advised.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because the whole point is like
the free throw. This is my problem now. So
right,
I'll do
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It also has that same energy of like, yeah, if you've ever done something embarrassing on the basketball court or missed a free throw, and then you come down and in my case, embarrassingly foul the person who's like about to score.
Right.
Because you feel bad about it. So you're like going way too hard. In his case, he just jumps too high for physics. Well,
yeah. Like, well, it's like one of those things when like certain players like lay out for a ball for a catch, like in football or maybe like an outfielder or something. And sometimes it's like, I don't care what happens to me because I just have to focus on getting the ball.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a thing. That singular focus put him into a place where he's like, well, I could have concussed myself on the backboard and then I could have dislocated my shoulder on the landing, but I'm built like
so the
a
thing
literal
that happens
truck.
That makes it. Keeps him from smashing his head on the backboard is that his shoulders are also above the backboard. So he yes. actually hits his shoulders absorbed on the it. Backboard. And yeah. like, yeah, it's not that his head is like, I've heard people say, oh, his head was at the rim there. And it's like, his head's like, you know,
at the shot clock.
Yeah. It's like yeah. a foot under the rim. Usually his head is going to hit the rim. Like he has to duck. Like he's it might be the highest I've seen. Like it's up there with the jaw block that we like spent a whole episode talking about in the yeah. early run of this show, where he just jumped up and caught it with both hands and then just like kept ascending. Like it was, yeah.
Crazy.
There's been, yeah, there were a few moments of what we call high elevation. I don't know if we call this bad business. This was a terrible business decision. I think in this next clip, Anfernee Simons of the Trailblazers gets not just posterized, he was put on a missing poster by Jalen Green with this dunk, which is also like another just wild feat of athleticism and elevation. But this dunk also feels like real life NBA. I don't know. There's just like it's the kinetic energy of it is what I think. Just listen to the commentators, because I think their screams sum it up perfectly.
They really can.
We've seen that a lot.
We have.
Sanford a lot of tennis shoes here. Non-stick restaurant-type slippery shoes.
Half court set.
We can wear them in any scenario. That's one thing I have learned in the last 24
back
hours.
Up. Got picked up by Jalen. Anthony, business assistant.
Yeah. So our silence is just that we've just witnessed a crime against humanity. So it's like kind of the perfect storm, because Anfernee Simons has just turned the ball over. It's his fault that there's a turnover. So he's not right. going to let Jalen Green just like get away with this, because he already
like,
feels
I gotta
embarrassed.
Hustle on this one. Yeah.
And it's violence.
It's a double boo-boo.
it is a double boo-boo.
I think it's what the pros call a double boo-boo, a DBB for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just... Is it because of how far the ball is cocked back too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I'm trying to remember, like trying to figure out what it is. I think it's truly a slam, as they call, as Onyx once said. Da, yeah. da, da. Let the boys be boys.
Yeah. Both of these players are making me miss Ja, by the way. Because, this is what Ja would do like once a month.
It was also a cool timing for it, where the previous one, the Ant one, was at the end of the game. You know, there was like 0.8 seconds left. Like everybody was already really amped. And I think there were 9 minutes left in the second quarter.
The third quarter.
Announcers are just like gibber. You know, there's like, like everyone's calm. And then all hell breaks loose.
They're talking about comfortable shoes. If you listen to the top, they're like, that's why you got to wear comfortable shoes.
Try these Hokas. Oh, yeah. Those Hokas, they look pretty neat. Yeah. Oh, you're wearing Hokas? That's cool.
I know people make fun of Birkenstocks, but I find it to be a perfectly reasonable.
Oh my God! Comfortable. And that's the thing. So I was dropping my kid. He only eats this kind of certain shell pasta. Oh no! No!
We're on the basketball floor.
Sorry, goodness.
I had that one locked and loaded. I was going to try and sing it like Murder on the Dance Floor, but I lost control of my bowels.
And then Wemby. You know, I think every time somebody puts one on Victor Wembanyama, we're always like, oh boy, because we're used to seeing him absolutely just reject people. Like I was rejected to many universities my senior year of high school. But this one, Trace Jackson Davis, just doing things that I can't even do in my dreams. When I play sport, just, I think, I don't know if I'm the only person. Do you ever have, like, are you ever triumphant in your sports dreams?
No.
Or are you still no,
not,
sloppy?
The basketball not when I'm awake is so either. Slippery in my dreams.
Oh my gosh. I can't dribble the ball in when I'm playing basketball in my dreams. Like, I'll put
Jaylen
the ball
Brown
way
syndrome in my dreams.
All yeah, you've like you're forced to go left all the time and both
Jaylen Brown's left hand both handed.
Yeah. Both my hands are Jaylen Brown's left hands. But this one, Trace Jackson, Davis, yeesh.
One more bucket or one more stop. Trace Jackson, Davis. Oh,
I mean,
now not as dynamic, but it's merely for the fact that you jumped, like you dunked on the 12-foot scarecrow from the Home Depot or whatever.
I wonder,
that was a skeleton.
I wonder what NBA player enters their opponent's dreams the most. Like, who creates
like
the most nightmares? I feel like it's got to be like Wemby has to have entered the conversation for that.
Yeah.
He just is always there, like when you don't expect him to be there. I'm not going to dignify this dunking on him with a comment. Whatever. It's fine. It doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's more because it's against the norm of what we've seen. It's usually because now, well, I think that's what it is most people now are like, I'm not trying to dunk on Victor, bro.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, maybe we'll see. But it was the power of a dream, I think, is what we saw there.
I think the most noteworthy thing is that he's still contesting it after the guy is like blown by him by 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Yeah, I think it's also the way Wemby went down that has a lot of people like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, he crumbles. It takes him a while for his whole body to fall to the ground.
And like the momentum, he does like a high kick in the air. Yeah, you know, I get it. There's some physicality there.
Hey, he's
there,
very flexible. It's the reason that he's able to stay playing.
I was going
like
to say, that's the yoga right there. Those are not tight hamstrings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are not tight hamstrings. I will say that.
Yeah, I would have fallen. I would have done a high kick and been out for 3 seasons. Because of what that did to my hamstring.
100%. I'd be explaining to my grandchildren why I'm still walking with a limp.
All right.
Reevaluated in 2046.
Yeah.
Is what this injury is going
to
be.
That injury is going
to be expected to be reevaluated shake out in 2046.
So don't ask.
Some other things that we were noticing, the Luka stat. That blew my mind. So he's in the midst of he's the first player with 6 straight 30-point triple doubles. Only missed the 7th, another triple double because the Mavs blew out the Bulls and he wound up with like 27, 14, and 12.
Right.
But the stat about his, like, I don't think of him as the best finisher in the league.
Yeah.
You know, because he just obviously he's big, he can move people around, but. When I think of Luka, I'm thinking of like him hitting impossible shots from like all different angles and stuff like that. He's finishing at a higher rate than anyone since Shaq.
He's finishing at a higher rate at the rim than prime Shaquille O'Neal 2000-2001 season. Okay. That field goal percentage at the rim is 83%. Shaq's was 79.2.
83-79. What? Like that.
It's all layups, right? It's all smooth layups.
Yeah. Because
he puts himself in great position, you know, like he'll shield the defender away. None of it's the backboard shattering dunks or any of the 3 dunks that we just watched. It's just he does the job. Ball must go into the basket.
Yeah.
And he just drops it in at an alarmingly high rate.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like when you're just looking at it like that, you're like, oh my gosh. And then, yeah, almost got to getting to the 7th one with 30. But I mean, he should have done what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander does, just like, yo, foul the dude at the end of the game to make sure you can get your 30 points. Like, I don't care, bro. I'm getting these 30 points.
These are mine.
But yeah. But these belong to me.
I guess it makes sense because the thing that we see from Luka is that, like, he has shot making ability from everywhere on the court. So the thing you have to be able to do at the rim is like finish from all different angles and in different ways and like float one sometimes or, you know, like just make weird shots, like depending on, you know, they're almost always going to be contested.
Right.
And so it makes sense that he's like a magician at that because he's a magician at all shots. But I hadn't like really put it together. That's super interesting.
I get- he's not like, you know, attacking the paint as much now. And if you look at the attempts, there's definitely a disparity there between what, you know, how many attempts he did, how many attempts he made versus Shaq.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I mean, it still shows again, like that, like, where do you want it? Cause I'll give it to you there.
Yeah. There's also an anecdote about how Grant Williams, who's no longer with the Mavericks, thought Luka was having a bad practice and started talking trash to him. And Luka just ripped off. Here, I'm going to get the direct quote.
Yeah.
Did you see this quote?
I don't remember it exactly. You have to pull it. But yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. It surprised me.
This is from Michael Finley. He said, at Mavs practice, Grant Williams decided he wanted to get under Luka's skin. He felt that Luka didn't come that day ready to practice. So to make a long story short, they had a scrimmage going, and he's talking trash to Luka up and down the court. Finally, Luka says, okay. And I tell you, Luka went on a 26-6 run by himself. You can ask anybody. I'm not exaggerating. It was a 26-6 run by himself. He showed everything. The threes, the post-up, the floaters, everything by himself. A 26-6 run by himself is fun.
Yeah. Grant Williams is like, see?
Yeah,
see,
that, I told and you. See, that's why yeah. I, that's why I mm-hmm. do what I do, you know?
I brought that out.
I'm a motivator. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. like a Tony Robbins type guy. You know what I mean? Right. I like to bring mm-hmm. the best out of people. That's what I like to do. I'm a bear poker. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
That's right.
That's how I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 26-6 run by myself.
Yes. Also, real quick, how old would you say Nikola Jokic is? Just like, how old does he feel to you?
Jokic feels about 37 years old.
Yeah, 52, early, early retirement was good with his
mind. So much coffee and cigarettes.
Not even a slight, like, on his ability or whatever. That's, like, vibrationally, he's giving me, I've seen it all, I'm all right. You know what I mean? I don't need to go too hard on anything. I'm about 37, 38.
Yeah. He's 29 years old.
Amazing.
He just turned 29.
Right, yeah.
He's a child. He's entering, like, this is the point at which players enter their prime and have the best part of their career. He has two MVPs and a finals MVP as he's entering that part of his career.
Do players, like, would you say players in the NBA, like, get, like, their old man strength at a certain point? Like, sometimes they go, like, because, you know, like, as an adult, you're like, bro, once you hit there, like, you kind of, you're able to tap into, I'm not saying, like, athletically, but, like, psychologically, you can tap into something a little bit differently that, I don't know, colloquially is called, like, your old man strength.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's even frightening to think that he's like, yeah, I'm going to add this. I'm going to just, you know, expand a bit now on my power now, because I'm just a wee lad. Just turned 29. Like, I was running 1995.
The scariest old man strength I've ever seen. Because when you picture it, it's when a player is, you know, in their, this is so still young, but like mid-30s and they're losing their like muscle definition. But I remember when Alonzo Mourning got old man strength on top of having like a bodybuilder's body. I was just would never lose like a held ball ever. Wouldn't even get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's his ball.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Scary things ahead for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, yeah. I mean, are we still feeling? It's probably the Nuggies coming up.
That's who I'm like truly at this point, because it's all hands on deck. The NBA versus the Celtics. I'm kind of pulling for whoever I think has the best chance against the Celtics. I still think it's the Nuggies. We'll see.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics are going to come out of the West. They might as well, because there's no chance of them losing the NBA title this year. It will be Celtics versus Celtics, and I'm taking the Celtics in four.
At all.
That's right.
Hey, I'm actually going to be going to Boston to raise the banner.
Yeah, so I know you are.
Yeah, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'll be there because I just want to honor the feat. I just want to, you know, as a Laker fan, I just want to say, you know what? Real recognize real.
That's
right. Hey, no curses here, though. Shall we take a quick break?
I think we shall,
and we'll come back with the fourth quarter round of questioning right after this.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. And it's the fourth quarter.
It's the fourth quarter, baby.
It's the fourth quarter round of questioning, baby. We're back.
Fourth quarter rapid fire round of questioning. You know what I mean? And we're back.
And we're back.
All of those things are true. Blake, you already know. I don't have to explain it to you.
Don't you?
Don't mess this up for us. Just be quick with your answers. I'm talking up to you, man, because you're north of where I am. So I couldn't talk down to you, baby.
Now, I like that.
We ask the questions. You give us the answers as fast as you can. Do not humiliate us.
I never would.
Thank you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because we're doing this so quick. Hold on. Let's try that again. You didn't respond quick enough. You ready?
Ready.
Wow. He's not ready.
I said ready there.
We kind of have to just like go with it and pretend like he said it really quick. Could we edit out the giant pause there?
Yeah, that 3-minute pause.
So that it just sounds like he said it quickly.
Really? That's how. That's the speed you're looking for. That was too slow. Okay.
Okay, here we go. You want one more shot?
Blake, yeah, let's do it.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Oh, boy. He's but dialed he, in.
That whole pause, he was like flaring his nostrils.
At I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
All right, well then, Brian, you know what to do. Start the clock. Are we ready, Jack? I guess that's a real question.
Let's do this.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Then. Sorry, when I said let's do this, I was actually saying it from an earlier question, and then the was
I
actually from
you're
that
getting
question.
Back to it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm on a that's major
you said
delay.
Let's do this when I asked if we should go to a break. You're responding to just in the second in a latent manner.
The only time I get excited enough to say let's do this is when we're talking about taking a break.
let's
do this.
Let's go.
We're gonna take a break. All right.
Who's going first? You?
Why don't you go first?
All right. Blake Wexler, I want you to look at these images.
Kelly Olynyk. Sorry, go ahead.
Just one. I know. I appreciate the eagerness, but we're looking at some iconic basketball jerseys from the 90s. You pick three of them to take with you into the next world. Which are they?
You're asking the right person. So I'm going Seattle Supersonics first. It's probably not the coolest jersey aesthetically, but those teams with the glove, with Sean Kemp, God forbid I say the name, I'll say it, Detlef Schrempf.
I thought you were going to say Irvin Johnson.
Nate McMillan's.
The other Irvin Johnson of the NBA. The, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Irv. What's the opposite of magic? Irvin, I'm going to show it to you before it happens, Johnson. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to go with Vancouver. The Vancouver Grizzly jerseys yep. are just so cool. And I'm mm-hmm. talking about the trim in particular. And also yeah. that grizzly bear holding the basketball, which is not pictured Shred. Here, but is... And now
that
we're
was on
going
the shorts, I believe. Yeah. The shorts correct. Have the grizzly bear on it. Yeah.
You're 100% correct.
You say correct like you knew that.
Correct. Of you course. It's all I know. And then the final jersey is in between the Raptors and the Hornets because you have two beasts bouncing a basketball. Mm-hmm. Okay. And mm-hmm. then I like the Charlotte Hornets one because pinstripes I find to be a criminally underutilized fashion thing in the NBA, but you got to go basketball dribbling dinosaur. So and purple and the red, just seeing Tracy McGrady, who I believe was cousins with Vincent yeah. Carter, who we've mentioned a whole lot on this show. But yeah, I'm gonna go Raptors as my third pick.
Very consistent picks we've seen. I think last week Josh Gondelman almost picked the same identical
yeah.
jersey.
I think so. Yeah. Huh,
great minds.
I think they're the best.
We're colluding.
Yeah. Blake, most underrated NBA social media follow.
Ooh. I am going to give that to DeMarcus Cousins. I'm going to give it to Boogie. I don't know if he's currently employed anymore, but I will never forget when he was the first person to tweet out, as far as I know, the snake in the grass emoji. And he would do it very frequently because he was playing for an incredibly dysfunctional franchise. And
yeah,
so I'm going to go... Recently, I don't know who I would give it to. Scalabrine. What if I gave it to Scalabrine? No, I'm going to... An even older reference. Yeah, in my mind, I'm going to say old Boogie over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not on a roster, right?
No.
I don't think
Boogie,
so, no.
Well, he's been out of the league for a while, I think.
Blake,
what
you know
about
comedy.
Dana Barros? Is he still playing?
Dana Barros.
Wow. So Boogie Cousins last season with a team was the 2022 Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Not too long ago.
He left and they promptly won the NBA title. Mm. He has since been with the Mets de Guaynabo and the Taiwan mm-hmm. Beer Leopards. So,
oh, okay, yeah.
He's out there.
Yeah.
He's still balling.
Yeah.
Blake, yes. You know comedy. So, Blake, name an NBA player that is not Blake Griffin that you think could have a career in comedy.
I mean, I think there is a rise. I think he needs to move to Austin to make this happen. But I do think Draymond Green could be the next, you know, edgy, edge lord stand-up comedian. Yeah. And he does have chops. I think the thing, you saw during, I don't know if it was All-Star Weekend or afterwards, when he was going back and forth with Charles Barkley, who would be, mm-hmm. who actually is funnier than I would say 99.9% of actual stand-up comedians or yeah. comedic writers or actors. And it's right. honestly not close. It's not even like, oh, he's funny for
no,
the funniest person
yeah.
in the world. Yeah. But I do think Draymond, the issue with Draymond is I think that he might, you got to keep your emotions in check when you're on stage. So when you get heckled, you need to be yeah. calm so you can still seem like you're in control, where I think Draymond might kick the heckler in the nuts. So that would be my one note for
yeah.
him
yeah.
before
yeah,
he yeah, begins. Yeah. yeah.
Maybe as like a Kinnison vibe or like a Kinnison gear that he could go into maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or even a Jokic beret. Could be. Like a Bill Hicks smoking cigarettes on stage.
Jokic strikes me more as like a Mitch Hedberg yeah. kind of delivery. Yeah. You know yeah. what I mean? Just super uh-huh. flat, but just cutting. Yeah. Cutting. Mm-hmm. Or like Stephen Wright kind of thing.
No, my friend. Yeah. I think we'll just let them defeat us in the next yeah. game. That was, right. Yeah. That was one of my favorite.
Pat Bev, too.
Pat Bev like is very too. Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He feels like he could do like morning radio, more. Like that could yes. be his energy too. Yeah, yeah.
Charmalane exactly. the Bev.
mm-hmm. Charmalane.
Charmalane.
Trademarked.
Mm-hmm. All right. Finally, you're on a life raft. You come upon Joel Embiid or Allen Iverson in the water. but you can only fit one more person in the raft. And we're going to pretend like Joel Embiid does not equal three Allen Iversons in this case. Okay. Who are you saving?
So, boy, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with AI.
Wow.
Because I know that Joel, I know their weights are the same in this, but Joel likes to snack. And we are always a long term off with Joel, I believe, from him to go back. He's gotten so much healthier in the past like 2 years, but I do believe as a snacker myself, if he's going to come into my boat and eat all my candy, he has a sweet tooth. And I think Iverson is a guy who will just roll with whatever. He's never going to panic.
He's got a motor. Yeah. He's got a motor too, which your boat might need.
And yes, he will motorboat me. And then also, don't know. I'm not listening to what you're saying. And no, it could be a situation where, you know, Dash Incredible. His quick feet. I feel like Iverson could use his quick feet, like dipping them in the water power the boat.
Yeah.
No. Where Joel would have to use his arms as oars, which is insane.
As opposed to what I just said. And you hate splashing. I know you said
hate splashing. It makes me have to pee.
Yeah.
Do not splash me.
Do not splash me.
It's just wild because you could have saved them both and put yourself in the water, but you're not that kind of person, I guess.
Kind of selfish.
I
mean, you're assuming I would get on the lifeboat. I would still be playing the recorder on my ship as it sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Going down with this thing.
Hot crossbones.
I'm going down with the ship. The ship's not going down for days. It's very slowly. We have boats. We have I'm going down with it. It's like, oh, this guy's in a bad place.
Well, Blake, we told you to keep the answers quick, and you did it.
And I did.
But they were entertaining, so we can forgive you. And I have to say, all of your answers were correct. Thank you so much for joining us on Mad Boosties. Where do the people find you and support you? And where do they find out how to see you in person?
Thank you for asking. So I'm at Blake Wexler on all social media. As you mentioned, as the show started, I have a 1 hour stand-up special on YouTube called Daddy Long Legs. That's for free. You don't have to pay a dime to watch that. Just your time, which is also valuable. Yeah. So I appreciate it. And then this Friday, I am at Strong Rope Brewery in Gowanus. Amazing show that I'm hosting there every month. And then in April, I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I film my special. So I'll be back there. And then, BlakeWexler.com/live-dates to see me live.
Perfect.
All there. And like a true pro.
Thank you.
Also, make sure you follow hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES. That's where you get show links. That's where you get updates. That's where you might see my Twitter handle where you can find me. That's at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien. Shout out to our guy, Paul Garaventa, for showing us that the Cornette contest still alive. He did it just Paul. Very recently.
Yeah.
So shout out to him.
One of the great moves. One of the great moves. We love it. We
still
love it.
Works. And we love it, don't we, folks? All right.
We love you. Well, that's going to do it for us. And hey, guess what? We're going to be back next week.
Another one in the books.
It's an unstoppable force. And guess what? You're tapped in. You're locked in. Thank you for putting us in your ears. We will be back again. All right. Talk soon. Bye.
From way downtown. Boing, 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 boing. That's how my shot went off the rim. It didn't go
right. Right. We got that. That's not the sound of a bass. Boing, that's not boing, string boing, music. Boing. That ain't string music. Okay.
Is that better?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.